A man was killed this morning by Monroe County Sheriff's deputies. Deputies were serving a warrant to a mobile home northwest of Bloomington around 9 o'clock this morning. Monroe County Sheriff Brad Swain says the deputies were requested to serve a probation violation warrant to a woman at the address.
We were already aware, or the deputies were aware, of a man that they had been searching for who had a high-level felony methamphetamine dealing warrant that they'd attempt to locate at that residence at an earlier time, and they believe he fled out the back door this morning. Just about 9 o'clock, deputies positioned themselves at the rear in the woods, observing the rear of the mobile home. Deputies in marked cars pulled into the driveway and asked for people to come out. Male subject, whom they were looking for on the methamphetamine warrant, came out the back door with a gun in his hand.
The deputies reported that the man shouted, quote, a statement, before raising his guns towards them. The deputies then shot him.
He was struck several times. Deputies rendered attempts at first aid and determined that he was going to need an ambulance. Given how potentially dangerous the immediate scene was, one of the deputies carried the man over his shoulder to a safer area for medical personnel to tend to his wounds. He was transported to IU Health Bloomington, and at some point they determined that he was deceased.
Sheriff Swain says two deputies are on paid administrative leave after the shooting, while an investigation is ongoing. Three adult women and a 16-year-old boy exited the mobile home and were escorted away from the area to be interviewed. Swain says Indiana State Police and Bloomington Police Department were requested at the Tower Road address. BPD officers with the critical incident response team then breached the mobile home to determine if anyone else was in the residence.
Situation like this, we would request, especially given what occurred, to ensure the rest of the residence is that no one else is within the residence, to use people with proper training and equipment to do that examination or to do that search.
The deployment of the critical incident response team included Bloomington Police Department's newly acquired armored vehicle. Swain says the Monroe County Sheriff's Department is keeping the deceased name private until next of kin can be notified. One of the women at the Tower Road residence was taken into custody after being served the warrant for violating her parole.